The children went back to munching and slurping and talking among themselves. Bibi, meanwhile, was looking at Tony and Ennis Rafferty with a slanted little smile. They see what they look at with youth's wonderful 20/20 vision and don't see it at the same time, he said. Young people are such wonderful idiots. What is that thing, Tony? Do you have any idea from witnesses, perhaps?
No.
Bibi turned his attention to Ennis, who perhaps thought briefly about telling the man what he knew of the Buick story, and then decided not to. Bibi was a good man, but he didn't wear the gray.
It's not an automobile, that's for sure, Bibi said. But a joke? No, I don't think it's that, either.
Is there blood? Tony asked, not knowing if he wanted there to be or not. Only more microscopic examination of the samples we took can determine that for sure, but I think not. Certainly no more than trace amounts, if there is.
What did you say?
In a word, nothing.
We took no samples from the tire treads because there's no dirt, or mud, or pebbles, or glass, or grass, or anything else in them. I would have said that was impossible. Henry there, he pointed to young man number one, kept trying to wedge a pebble between two of them, and it kept falling out. Now, what is that? Why is that? And could you patent such a thing? If you could, Tony, you could take early retirement.
Tony was rubbing his cheek with the tips of his fingers, the gesture of a perplexed man.
Listen to this, Bibi said. We're talking floor mats here. Great little dirt catchers, as a rule, every one a geological survey. Usually. Not here, though. A few smudges of dirt, a dandelion stalk. That's all.
He looked at Ennis.
From your partner's shoes, I expect. You say he got behind the wheel?
Yes.
Driver's side footwell. And that's where these few artifacts were found.
Bibi patted his palms together as if to say QED.
Are there prints? Tony asked.
Three sets. I'll want comparison prints from your two officers and the pump jockey. The prints we lifted from the gas hatch will almost certainly belong to the pump jockey. You agree?
Most likely, Tony said. You'd run the prints on your own time?
Absolutely, my pleasure.
The fiber samples as well. Don't annoy me by asking for anything involving the gas chromatograph in Pittsburgh. There's a good fellow. I will pursue this as far as the equipment in my basement permits. That will be quite far.
You're a good guy, Bibi.
Yes, and even the best guy will take a free dinner from time to time if a friend offers.
He'll offer. Meantime, is there anything else?